What is going on, everybody? The return of the Passion of the Christoph. That was like the most least hip-hop song ever, and I'm feeling very hip-hop because I'm here in South Florida, doing stuff with New English, and but I'm feeling that song. The youth is starting to change, or youth starting to change, and that's like that's hitting me hard right now because I do see myself starting to change. You know, I went to Bizarro Con, and I went to Living Dead Con, and I did the Miami Book Fest. I've basically been on tour. This is like more of a tour as a writer than I did as a musician almost, and I'm pretty fucking exhausted, but it's been an awesome time. It's been a good time. I can remember going to the fucking Bizarro Con last year and just I didn't want to be there, honestly. That's the truth. I was depressed as hell. I was in like the worst depression ever about a year ago. And now I'm in like a good moment in my life. It's amazing what getting treated for depression will do. So on my little, I'm going to use my one little like preaching moment to get checked for depression if you're suffering for it. Like seriously, it makes a big fucking difference. You know, don't listen to these dudes on Facebook who are like, medication is screwing the world up and that's what's killing people. I'm not saying you need to get on medication. Just go get checked. All right, go get checked. But it is good to talk to you guys. It's like I feel like I'm talking to an old friend here. I'm moving my hands. You can't see me, but that's how I talk. My Italian and Jew-ness is really in full height because I'm in South Florida, where I was born and raised. I'm in Boca right now. It's where my dad has moved. He is fucking dating. As many of you know, my mom passed away, and you know, he's a widow in Boca Raton, who's like an intelligent dude, and my dad's a good-looking dude. The pussy is just, it's raining pussy, and it's like, it's just coming. It's like, the term pussy magnet, my dad, holy shit, I mean, it's just like, I get calls all the time, It's like they want his cell phone and his house phone, because they're like that's a there's something about a widower. A male widower is it is a panty dropper here in South Florida. I don't know about other places, but in South Florida, being a widower it is the way to go if you want to get back in the dating scene. But that would mean I'm saying you should hope your significant other dies, and that came out wrong. That came out wrong, but whatever. So yeah, you know, he's dealing better with it. I'm dealing better with it, and life is moving on. It sucks. I mean, it sucks though. A lot of good stuff is happening. A lot of good stuff my mom would have been really happy about. My dad just, it's like, he finally is like okay with me doing this writing stuff because I'm actually getting money for it. Like, this is the first time where I am actually like making enough money to get by. I went to all three cons, and dude, I paid back. I mean, I don't know it's hard to cover travel expenses, but I got a lot of good deals, and I was able to stay here. So I am like breaking even with cons, and that's fucking crazy. Like, that is pretty nuts when it comes down to it. You know, I don't know. I'm feeling really grateful. I'm feeling really grateful that, you know, I don't see writing as romantic and publishing. I think it's the least romantic thing there is, actually. I don't know, like walking by the stream. That's romantic to me, you know, being in touch with nature. This is a fucking job. This is a job. I sit on my ass and I'm lucky. I love writing. I feel bad for people who are like, this is a torture. And oh my God, like, I don't feel that. I felt that before. I felt that when I was depressed as hell. I felt that growing, but I guess I'm in that good stage where, like, there'll be a period where I'm going to hit a wall and I have to grow and write shit for about 6 months again, but I'm in that period where I'm doing pretty well. So I'm going to ride that out and I'm going to fucking enjoy that with no guilt. Because I mean, last year, everything I worked on, and I wrote every day, I still wrote, even when I didn't want to, and maybe that's the difference. I kept on writing, and I hated every fucking, every fucking story I did, it just was like, okay, I'm going to write and it's going to suck, but I'm going to write anyways. And that was so, so hard to do. And, you know, I can go to BizarroCon, I'm like, I'm never going to publish again. You know, I'm a hack. And not in the good way. Like a hack in the bad way. I don't mind being a hack. Because hacks, as my buddy Jeff Burke says, hacks make money and they have fans. And I'm doing that this year. But I didn't feel it like that last year. I just felt like I sucked. And I should quit. And I felt that for like every day for like 9 months. And I don't feel that anymore. I feel like I'm doing something cool. I'm an extension of the Bizarro Fiction community, and I think that's a really cool thing. And fuck, my dad's calling. He's probably like, "Hey, I'm gonna go on another date." But anyways, I'm not gonna answer it because we're doing the podcast. So, what the fuck was I saying? So yeah, like I feel good about what I'm doing with writing. You know, at Miami Book Fest, it was great. We were the only people on Writer's Row who actually sold books and paid back their money. I'm not even saying that to brag. It was sad. There's a lot of, you know, nice people on Writer's Row, and they had one fucking book. It was a 90% chance it was self-published. And look, all Mandy's books are self-published, but I don't know. I don't know why people, I don't know why people want to be writers. I really don't get this. I guess it's like this romantic view that you'll just sit by your computer and then you'll magically put this book out and people are going to buy it. It's like, that is so not the case. You have to write a lot of books. You got to fucking network. You got to meet people. It's publishing is very political. You know, you can't take this shit personally. Like it's interesting meeting certain people. And like, I can just meet people and they're like, there's just not passion for what I'm doing. They don't like it. They just don't like it. Like, it's like, oh God, this guy. I mean, I get it. It's like, I'm a cockroach. It's like, oh, the fucking Jewy cockroach is back. He's still around. And you know, I'm learning not to take that person anymore. It hurt for a while. It hurts. You see at literary events, it's all about, you know, how literary are these people? And I'm not literary per se. I mean, in the definition and most people use, which is basically MFA writers and that, you know, the Brooklyn scene, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I feel like I'm doing good. Because, you know, like, what happened was a lot of these fucking people, they looked at my book and the kids. There were parents and they had kids with them and the kids were like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know books could be forbidden. It was just like, that book could be fun and cool. And I am not a Philistine. I want people to read great literature. I got to see Marlon James, which is awesome. Huge Marlon James fan. Like, people get, like, surprised that I like good literature. I guess they expect for me to, like, just read fucking Pornhub posts or something. But, you know, to be a good writer, and I just think of myself as a hardworking, entertaining writer. But to aspire to be good to great, you have to read good to great writers. There's so much of this gang mentality of like, oh, you're not one of us, but you're one of them. It's like, I don't think of us and them. I think of selling books. That's what I think of. That's all I give a fuck of. And well, regular people like my books. And you know, at the book festivals like this, it does come down to, you're not dealing with like literary people. You're dealing with like the everyday person. And I care about those people. Like, I don't like this idea that because a plumber can't understand the beauty of fucking, I don't know, Jonathan Franzen or the latest great literary book, he's stupid. That shit pisses me off. A fucking plumber is a genius to me. If you can figure out how to fucking make shit, like, not be something we have to deal with, you're a genius. You're a genius. You get the genius pass. I don't know why plumbers don't get fucking pussy. They deserve it. Plumbers deserve, like rock stars, I get it, basketball players, like, plumbers are next. Plumbers are next, plumbers are heroes. I've been very big on this. Plumbers are heroes, you know, with their fucking, they're working hard with their ass crack showing, and I though I don't like Joe the plumber, I support most plumbers. but yeah, it was just cool to see, like, regular people. You know, a lot of them are from Miami. English is their second language. And they're just like, this is fun. I like this. I'm going to get this book. And will they read it? I don't even know. But, you know, it's just my I'm just seeing my role is to be pot, and it's just to get people who aren't really into reading to start reading again. And maybe, you know, they read me and they're like, oh, that's cool. You know, maybe there's like a better writer out there. Maybe I'll try this Kurt Vonnegut guy. You know, I'm on the side. I'm on the side of literary people. You know, it's like it's just too political. It's too gang mentality. That's and it's annoying. It's annoying. It's just this like MFA versus genre or this or that. Like, no more verses. We're all just trying to fucking get people to read books. Guess what? We have a struggle. You know, we have a struggle. There's a lot of competition. TV is really fucking good. So, you know, I'm doing Yahweh's work. That's what I feel. I did Yahweh's work in Miami. I had an awesome, awesome time at BizarroCon. I love BizarroCon because it's like one literary event where I feel truly at home. I feel like I'm not the weirdest person there, which I was at Miami Book Fest. And like it was a tie because Eraserhead, they recently published my Slasher Camp for Nerd Dorks book. They were there at Living Dead Con. That was cool. And that was a good event too. I enjoyed Living Dead Con. Miami Book Fest was, I enjoyed more to keep it real. Just a better, it's a great event. I'm like, damn, dude, I did Writer's Row. I could afford it to do the booth, which, you know, that's a miracle to me. I mean, you gotta understand, like, you gotta pay to be there. And then I could do a booth where, like, there's publishers I really respect, like Akasic and McSweeney's. And, I'll talk about McSweeney's in a minute. And, you know, people I really respect, presses. And, you know, I'm like, with New English and my shit and Mandy's shit, and I can afford to be there. I could have made a profit. So this is a blessing. Like, this is just, like, I'm not used to feeling this enthusiastic. I'm just used to fucking fighting and scrapping and just hoping for the best. I mean, I've been doing this for fucking 16 years. You know, I'm 32 now. Sorry. A lot of you think I'm 26 or 22. I'm not some fucking kid. I'm 32. You know, I've been doing this since 16. I mean, I got out of fucking rehab and then the nut house, and I needed something to get my head straight. So it was writing and playing music. So this is what keeps me going. This is my territory. I just need to do this, and I need to find a way to do this for as many hours of the day I can. Not because it's romantic, not because it's just this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do, and I don't mind. And I'm motivated to make money. I think there's other artists that they just want to make the art, and I totally respect that. Totally, totally respect that. For me, money is what motivates me. Not because I'm greedy. It's just there's something about it. There's something about getting compensated for this that feels very right for me. And you know what? If it's come a Jew, fine. I don't care. I don't care. I care about making money. I care about making money because I'm already getting off. You know, I'm already getting off. This is medicine for me. I got to do this. So I got to find a way to just keep on doing this. And the more I do it, the more money I'm making. That's the thing. Like, we had about 15 books there. You know, I mean, I have 8 books. It's fucking nuts. Like, I have 8 books. You know, 4 years of this, it adds up. And then with Mandy, she's got 8 books. So it was Mandy. Everybody loves Mandy, by the way. You know what? One day I'll surpass Mandy, but right now Mandy's a way bigger star and brand, and that's fine with me. That's fine with me because Mandy's paying for Christoph Paul to do things. So Mandy will keep on writing. And mentioning McSweeney's, I met those guys. I love McSweeney's. I fucking like. You know, I'm not going to mention, like, there's certain presses I think are really cool. And I meet them, and they're just like, oh, this guy. Like, they just, I don't represent what they're about. You know, I'm making peace with that. I'm making peace that I'm just like, I'm not that Brooklyn literary cool dude. I'm not. And it sucks, because they really inspire me, these presses. And I actually love literary fiction. But, you know, they see this guy selling Slasher Camp and fucking Ravis by Reaganosaurus, and it's not what inspires them. They're not snobs or anything. It's just not what inspires them. It's not what makes them get out of bed to publish books. And I can't take that personally. But McSweeney's, I like those dudes. Like, I love comedy. and they are a fucking great comedy brand. But one, I won't say the dude's name, but I can say the other guy's name. One dude decided that if I for books as compensation, I would write a Mandy DeChandra book about Colin Wynette. So I'm writing the sequel to Gay Zombie Sluts in Key West for this gentleman. And whatever happens, it will happen with it. I'm going to send it to him. It's going to be called Colin Wynette Has Hot Zombie Sex in Gay West. And I have to give props to Mark T. Connard, a great noir and philosophy writer. He was the one who's like, maybe we should do like zombie sex. He was the one who gave me the idea. So I always want to give props to him. And I ended up writing, you know, we both got busy. I ended up writing Gay Zombie Sluts in Key West, which is in Mandy's Crocodile collection. But yeah, he's going to be in it. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. And, you know, my girlfriend sold her books there, and she did. She sold her, you know, her first book, and it was really exciting. It's really cool. It's really cool to, like, meet people who actually want to give you money for something you've created. There's something very magical about it, and I find a lot of reverence in it. And I'm very grateful that, you know, I'm able to get that going now, because that took time. That took a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I think because I have that now, I don't want to lose it, since I'm like actually making money and I've wanted this. This has been a goal for like 16 years. I'm working my ass to keep it. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm going to work harder now. Like, you know, I finally have the shot, so I'm going to keep on working. If this is boring, I'm sorry. I'm like not sure. I haven't done a podcast in a while. And I also got to apologize because I went to all these cool fucking events and I didn't interview a fucking person. Because honestly, I was too exhausted. I ended up like riding the Starbucks secular cup, fuck the Christmas spirit out of me. It's Mandy. Like I binged out on that. And that's doing pretty well. And, you know, I would have liked to do some interviews, but I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, this is my space. I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Right now I might just start going inward more, you know, I don't care about this podcast being successful. I just really don't. It's at the end of the day, it's like take it or leave it. And I think other people have that for certain art forms. Like I don't have that with books. I want people to buy the books, but with this, it's like, you know what? Yeah. If you don't want to listen to it, fuck it. You don't want to listen to me fucking talk for 30 minutes. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to feel bad. If you do, cool. Whatever, you know, that's how I feel. I feel this is good. It's just kind of a weird combo of very self-centeredness, but also I'm really trying hard to connect and share my feelings, which is hard and maybe a form of unselfishness. I don't know. Maybe that's total bullshit, but I'm going to keep talking. Yeah, this has been good times. BizarroCon was really special. I got to do two panels. One is Mandy, and you know, I don't want to give too much away. I think BizarroCon is best when it's has a little mystique, and Living Dead Con was fun, and Miami Book Fest was fun. Now it's just back to work, you know, and I was exhausted. I'm just like, I had a weird dream, too, of, I can only describe it as, like, what's that, the movie with the Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs meets Basic Instinct, where I was like, talking to this really hot girl in prison, and we were like trying to figure things out together. I'm like, that would be fucking cool. I hope this dream keeps on going. But I was also afraid she was gonna kill me, and I knew she wanted to kill me. I don't know what that means. I'm too tired to fucking figure that out. Maybe you can tell me if you're listening to this and you know you're like, oh, that's what this dream is about. Just tweet me, Christoph_Paul_. I'd like to know what that means, but it was a really, really cool dream. But yeah, I'm tired today. It's Tuesday. I'm doing this Tuesday night, and yeah, I'll keep going for a little bit more. But yeah, man, I'm run down. You know, I'm finishing a lot of shit. I'm doing a lot of work. You know, back into the publishing game. That like I thought I'd never do. I thought you know what? Fuck it, Christoph. Just be a writer. Yeah, I published Mandy DeSaunders stuff through OnlyRx, but, you know, that doesn't really count. But I'm editing a dude's book, man. I'm excited. You know, I'm doing this with New English Press. Like, fuck it. I really want to bring books to you know, basically young black men and women. You know, that's what I want. I want kind of bizarro books for that audience. That's like my vision and goal, and I'm really motivated to do it, and so is Grant. So we're busting our ass, and I don't know. I'm talking about the good stuff. I'm talking about the good stuff. The bad stuff is since my mom passed away, I'm the angriest motherfucker in the world. And I even blew up at my girlfriend. I feel really bad. It was terrible. I just, like, this was, like, when we first got home and I saw my father, which I think is a definite trigger, I just blew up at Lisa. It wasn't abusive, but it was not cool, you know? It's, like, right on that line where I just yelled and screamed and I went off. And I'm trying. I'm trying to eat healthier again. Portland, I had a really nice experience of doing exquisite dance. And that was really nice. I need some, like, you know, I'm such, like, the South Florida cynic that I need to do some of this stuff. Like, I mean, you told me, like, oh, I'm going to do exquisite dance where you just, like, fucking dance for an hour and a half and we do it badly. I would have laughed at you. But, you know, there is something really nice about just hanging out in a room and fucking dancing, like, with no goal in mind. Like, I went to clubs when I was younger to get pussy. I mean, that I danced all night because I'm like, I don't want to look like I'm trying to actually get pussy, so I'm just going to dance and pretend I'm having fun. But my goal really was to get pussy. But after this dancing, I was like, well, I'm with here with my girlfriend, so I'm not trying to get pussy, and there's no real competition here for who's the best dancer, so I'm just going to have to dance. That might sound disenchanting for a lot of you highly evolved people, but I'm not that highly evolved. I'm very much a basic bitch when it comes down to it. The idea of dancing, it's either a competition, comedy, or to get laid. I didn't see the point in it. And, you know, I'm learning that about myself, that there is a very sad part of how I approach certain things. That there's always a goal in mind instead of just being in the moment, enjoying it and doing this exquisite dance thing. It was like, okay. And it was really cool. It inspired, like, some real creative ideas, inspired a book idea. Even I told my agent, like, that's cool. Develop it more, but that is cool. And it was just like, it was just cool. It was cool to just do. I need to do more shit like that. You know, I'm starting to work out again. Testosterone's going back up. Thank God, man. I don't know what it is. In Florida, my girlfriend and I really fuck well. Like, we fuck good. We just don't do it as much as she would like. I'm okay. I'm like, I've gotten pussy for over half my life. Not a big deal, but for her, she's like, she needs sex all the time. So, but here, I'm like, there's something about Miami and South Florida where my sex drive goes up. I'm eating a little better. I'm walking. I'm moving. And man, we're like bunnies, yo. Like, oh man, last night was some like Red Shoe Diary shit. It was good. It was some good fucking. So yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to like get more involved, I think, in my body, you know, whether it be sex or dancing. Like, I think I need to, I'm doing so much like hustling and this and that. And I don't ever equate like how my books are doing and how I'm doing. I'm not one of those people, but it can get very, like, I'm very, not compulsive. I can get very, like, a positive obsession. I'm very focused. But I need that balance. I need that, like, time where I'm just like, okay, this is not about hustling, networking, blah, blah, blah. And that's what was nice about the dancing. It was just like, all right, I'm just going to fucking dance. And this music, it was awful. I did not like the music at all. You know, it's just like, I hate world music. But I didn't mind, because I was just like, all right, I'll just follow the beat. And it's not about, it wasn't even about enjoying the music, which was interesting, too. It was just about actually moving with the thing. And I've just talked about dancing for 5 minutes. This is a first for the podcast. That's interesting. But, yeah, I mean, it was, overall, this has been a good time. This has been a time of, like, all right, I need to grow more. I need to really grow. I need to deal with this anger. I need to really, I'm an angry person, you know, I'm coming to terms with that. I never really thought of myself that way, even though there's like a viral video of me cursing out people in Brooklyn at a reading. But, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not angry at all. But yeah, there is a lot of rage in there. It's not even like white boy rage. It's like trauma rage. I think that's the difference. And I didn't want to deal with that trauma, you know, and it comes from abuse and neglect and all that fucking bad shit. And you know, I think coming down here, it always brings it up. And I think, you know, there's a lot of anger toward my mother and then her passing away. There was no real, I don't know, no real way to make peace with that when it comes down to it. And, you know, a lot of bad shit happened for the, you know, longtime listeners of rehab. The military school is awful. I mean, it's so funny, like, it's not funny, but, I mean, that's what Slasher Camp was. It was a way of dealing with physical and sexual abuse at military school. You know, there's a lot of anger about it. You know, I didn't belong there. I'm not a sociopath. I know that. I know I'm not a sociopath. I'm a pragmatist who thinks Job is a positive story. But, yeah. So, you know, I'm facing a lot of this shit. You know, and I'm getting certain things I want, which is weird. You know, I'm so used to just, like, me against the world. And now I'm getting help from people, which is beautiful, but also it's, like, it's something new for me. And I think a lot of people, like, it almost makes them feel like they don't deserve it or whatever, but I do, but I hear keys coming, so I got more people coming in, so I'm gonna have to end this short, guys. I'm gonna end it with that song, though. I really like this youth song, so I'm gonna break copyright law and play this song. And I'm going to say, peace out, y'all. This is the Passion of the Christoph podcast. And I have returned like Jesus. Ah, I'm tired. I'm not even coming up with cool endings. All right. Here, enjoy this MGMT song. Peace. This is a call to arms to live and love and sleep together. Streams with love or light or heat, whatever. Lock the parents out, cut a rug, twist and shout.